President, I impose a call on the Senate.
Senate's under call.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Senator Michael Jungbauer.
We're going to read the whole book this morning. I see that the rolls are more important than the prayer this morning. Good morning, members. We will dispense with the hugs this morning. You know, I don't want anybody to have to hug too much, you know, like in the same month. But as we're thinking through some of the budget issues, one of the prophets, Habakkuk, in chapter 2, has some things that I thought might really be pertinent and the way we might like to see the answers. So Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord said to me, write my answer on a billboard, large and clear, so that anyone can read it at a glance and rush to tell the others. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient, they will not be overdue a single day. Father God, we do ask that you fill us with your vision for Minnesota. We do ask that you write the answers clearly out that we might see them, and that we might have that vision before the end of session, Lord, that we can just fulfill the right answers for the people of Minnesota. Give us your heart and bless us in these decisions we must make. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Michael. Secretary, we'll take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present.
When do we recess?
Order of business is reports of committees. Senator Clark, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports written in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. There's one today on the agenda. Without objection, second reading of House bills. Remaining under motions, Senator Pretner Solon, do you have a motion to make?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file 847 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and given a second reading and placed on general orders. And I've spoken with Senator Murphy about this. It was inadvertently sent to Finance. It didn't need to be.
Okay, on the Pretner Solon motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Kubli.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Kubli.
That Senate file 1410 be withdrawn from the committee.
Wait, just a second. Secretary.
Second reading, Senate file 847.
Second reading. Now, excuse me, Senator Kubli.
Right.
Senator
Kubli. Thank you. Well, I would move that Senate file 1410 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government.
Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, Senator Kubli, could you just three or four words about what that bill is about?
Yeah, we talked about that before. That's a good point. We should say it half a dozen words what the bill.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Sangam, it's the bill, the noxious weed bill.
Okay. On the Kubley motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Without objection, we'll go to introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one change on page 5. Senate file 1927 will go to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills. Are we done? I think we're complete at the desk, Senator Clark.
Mr. President, members, I move that we recess until 11 o'clock. We should be able to come back right at about our regular time, and we'll get some committees done and do some more work.
Okay, on the motion to recess till 11 o'clock, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
President, I move that the further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Remaining under motions, take up reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller, reports of committees.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, on the addendum, yes. On that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business on the addendum is second reading of Senate bills. There are three printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of Senate bills. There are some authors' motions. The first one should be 768, not 786. Without objection, we'll take these motions as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's a motion at the desk to be read. Oh, the author is not here. Okay. Does he have to get us? Senator Pogemiller, would you like to take up the calendar? I don't know. There will be some votes taken here, of course, and there's 8 votes. Are there any committees still out? Or seems to be a lot of empty seats. Okay.
Under motions and resolutions, Mr. President, I move we take up the calendar, Senate calendar.
Okay, on the motion to take up the calendar, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Again, let me repeat, there will be 8 votes taken here. They come in kind of a quick fashion here, so I would suggest you stay seated, okay? First bill on the calendar, Senate File 275, this is a Frederickson bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 275, a bill for inoculating the natural resources, renaming the Minnesota River Basin Joint Powers Board.
Discussion, the Secretary will take the roll on the bill. supposed to all be done. Can I say something? Senator Rest? Secretary, we'll close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Okay, I'll repeat one more time. Stay seated. There'll be 6 more votes kind of taken in a hurry here. The next bill is Senator Hagan's bill, number 3 on the calendar, Senate file number 30. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file number 30, a bill for an act relating to public safety, specifying a retention time period for methamphetamine precursor drug logs maintained by retailers and providing that the logs are open to law enforcement inspection.
Discussion. Secretary will take the roll on the bill. Final passage. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 2 nays, bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The next bill on the calendar, number 4 on the calendar, Senate file 832. This is a Senator Bach bill. Senator Bach, this is a secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file 832, a bill for an act relating to taxation, income, extending the exception to minimum contacts required for jurisdiction to ownership of property on the premises of a printer under specific circumstances.
Discussion. The secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted. David.
Warren.
Having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. The next bill on the number 5 on the calendar is Senate file number 34. This is a Senator Vickerman bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file Senate File 34, a bill for an act relating to natural resources extending the Casey Jones Trail.
Secretary, any discussion? Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. We had 62 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed, its title agreed to. Number 6 on the calendar is Senate File 1028. This is a doll bill. The secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 1028, a bill for an act relating to transportation requiring closure of Trunk Highway 19 in New Prague for the Dozinki Festival.
Discussion on this bill. Discussion on this bill. Secretary will give the bill. Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. That's number 7 on the calendar. Senate file number 208. This is a Senator Vanderveer bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 208, a bill for an act relating to transportation, authorizing use of freeway shoulders by transit buses and metro mobility buses.
Discussion. The secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed as title agreed to. The last bill on the calendar, number 8, Senate file number 99. This is a Senator Carlson bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 99, a bill for an act relating to traffic regulations requiring restraint of child under age 8 and shorter than 4 feet 9 inches while passenger in motor vehicle and modifying seatbelt requirements accordingly.
Discussion. Secretary will take the roll. Give it bill its third reading. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. It had 41 ayes, 23 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to...
Mr. President, under motions and resolutions, I move that we take up the Senate general orders calendar.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purpose of taking up the general orders calendar.
On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, members, there's a list, number 21 on general orders, number 13, number 33, number 7, number 36, number 5, number 6, number 12, and number 9. And we will do as many of these as we can. We need to adjourn by noon. So I would yield to Senator Olsen.
Okay, the first bill, the general orders will be number 21. Senate File 33, Senator Olsen.
Mr. Chair, I'm bringing a bill before us today, Senate File 33.
Senator Olsen, you have to make a motion that...
Oh, thanks.
When this committee do arise.
I move when this committee do arise that Senate File 33 be considered.
Okay, now, Senator, explain the bill.
Thank you. Last year we passed, I thought it was a very good bill, on improving school student safety in Type 3 vehicles, which are the Dodge Caravans and Suburbans that school districts drive students around in. And we had put legislation in there that said that school district employees whose normal duty does not include driving students are exempt from drug testing and physicals. So in the course of implementing the bill, the Department of Public Safety has determined that normal duty means that if you're the debate coach and you normally drive the kids to the debate meet, or if you're the golf coach and you normally drive the kids to the golf match, that's normal duty. So what that meant is that every school district in the state that uses these vehicles, those teachers or coaches would have to have physicals and drug testing and all of these kinds of things. When we're looking at cutting millions and millions of dollars out of their budget, it's caused a lot of heartburn for them. Then there was an issue that came up that was totally an unintended consequences, and that was for the School of the Deaf in Mankato and Faribault, there's some other ones in the state where many times the teachers or the paras drive the kids. But when we put a requirement that they had to have a physical, they can't pass a physical because they can't pass the hearing portion of the test. So that we've heard, as this bill has come through, there's been some very moving testimony on how it's affected the schools for the deaf and how they relate to their students and the activities that those students are able to participate in. So we met during the interim a number of times with School Boards Association, Education Minnesota, the State Patrol, and Administrative Association, and we've come up with some language that addressed the problem. So the change to the bill is that school district employees whose sole duty is not to operate Type 3 vehicles are exempt from the pre-employment drug test and the physical. So then we did change some other language. We tightened up some other provisions where all Type 3 drivers will have their driver's license will be examined by either the school district or, if it's a contract carrier, by those folks with their driver's license will be reviewed once a year. So I feel that that does a lot to strengthen the bill so that if there is a pattern of excessive speeding or DUI or anything like that, that will be the school district will know about it. So, Mr. Chair, that's basically the bill, and I ask for your support, and I'd stand for any questions.
Further discussion? Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, and would the Senator yield just... I've gotten, I don't know if anyone else has or not, but I've gotten a fair amount of impact or input back on this bill in terms of cost and obligation to the district. Is the drug testing one the one that seems to be the most bothersome, Senator?
Senator Alcine.
Mr. Chair, Senator Senjum, there was another issue, too, that I'm glad you're bringing this up, because the drug testing by far was the biggest concern, the cost of it. You know, in some of my districts, they were telling me, you know, the random drug testing and for drug and alcohol can run $150 per test. And but there was also something brought up. The State Patrol had implemented a kind of a Rube Goldberg kind of vehicle inspection form that I'm in the trucking business that we kind of do those inspections when we're doing a DOT inspection. And so we worked with the State Patrol to bring it down to a one-page vehicle inspection that's truly just a visual inspection of looking at the tires, making sure the lights work, and looking under the hood, see if there's fluid in the windshield washer tank. And so that was a concern, and we simplified that, and I think everybody's grateful for that change also.
Further discussion on Senate File 33. Senator Alcine renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 33 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on General Orders number 13, Senate File 708, Senator Phoebe.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File number 708 be recommended to pass.
Okay, Senator, discussion on your bill.
First of all, Mr. Chair, I would like to offer the A2 amendment. This is a simple amendment, just...
Just a second. Do we have the amendment there? Secretary will report the FOBI A2 amendment.
Okay, yes, Mr. Chair, thank you.
Senator Phoebe moves to amend Senate File 708 as follows. Page 4 after line 2, insert. This is Amendment A-2.
Senator Phoebe, on the amendment, what does the amendment do?
Mr. Chair, the amendment just basically would make this bill effective immediately upon passage.
Okay, on the Phoebe amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Further discussion on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File briefly... Senate File number 708 amends the definition of foreclosure consultant. Foreclosure consultants typically represent that they will save a homeowner's home from foreclosure by negotiating or modifying the terms of the homeowner's existing mortgage. In 2004, the Minnesota legislature passed a law barring foreclosure consultants from charging any compensation until after the foreclosure consultant has fully performed each and every service the foreclosure consultant contracted to perform. Unfortunately, there's a new breed out there of companies that operate like foreclosure consultants in promising to negotiate or modify the terms of the homeowner's existing mortgage, but instead targets homeowners who may be struggling financially but are not yet in default or foreclosure. Additionally, some scam artists have asserted exemption from the law, claiming that they are nonprofit organizations. This proposed legislation is designed to close loopholes in existing state law, regulating foreclosure consultants, and to prohibit so-called mortgage modification companies from soliciting upfront fees and then failing to deliver the promised services. With that, Mr. Chair and members, I'd appreciate your support on this bill, and I'll stand for questions.
Discussion, Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chair, Senator Phoebe, we moved rather quickly on your amendment to have an immediate effective date. How would the public and the individuals affected by this bill, if it becomes law, know about it if it goes into effect immediately?
Senator Phoebe.
Mr. Chair and Senator Betzel, this is a bill that I worked on extensively with the Attorney General's office, and there would be a notice posted and sent.
Senator
Betzel. Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Phoebe, again, there's going to be people out there. Maybe the Attorney General's office is going to know that it goes into effect, but I will submit that the very people that are regulated and affected by it, the mortgage foreclosure consultants, will not know about this. Granted, in this day of emails and so forth, it's a little easier to get the word out. But again, with an immediate effective date, you're expecting people to know what goes on within the foreign quarters of this building and know when the governor signs it, knows it's going to affect. And as I say, you offered the amendment right before you even described your bill. So I'm a bit concerned that people who are affected by this may not know about it. The AG's office certainly will. I'm afraid the people who are affected may not. Typically, immediate effective dates are fine when they're only going to affect state agencies who will know about it. But I'm a bit concerned about the haste in which you offered the immediate effective date and without any thought or discussion.
Senator Phoebe.
Mr. Chair and Senator Betzel, I appreciate your comments and your concern. This issue has been in the press quite a bit. We did hold a press conference on this issue with regard to the bill, and there was pretty extensive coverage around it at the time when I first introduced the bill.
Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chair and Senator Phoebe, as of today, there's 1,937 bills that have been introduced in the Minnesota Senate alone. Obviously, it's difficult for those of us who work here to track what's going on when. I would not know when this bill ultimately becomes law. I mean, if it passes the Senate, it's going to have to pass the House of Representatives. I don't know what's going to be presented to the governor. I don't know when it's going to go into effective date, when it's actually going to go into effect. And I work here. So I'm just suggesting to you that this might cause a bit of a problem having it go into effect immediately when it may affect some people who may not know about the change in the law.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chairman.
Yeah.
And Senator Betzel, I appreciate your concern as well, but I think it's important to remember the purpose of this bill and the urgency of this bill, because we're talking about people who are in danger of losing their homes, and there's so many foreclosures every day that this really is a matter of urgency, and I think this is the kind of bill that does need to take effect right away, because it's a matter of people keeping their homes or losing their homes if we do not do that. So I would urge members to support that proposal.
Senator Betzel.
Mr. Chair, I don't question that there may be some urgency to this. My question is, how are the people affected by this going to know about this? And I really did not get an answer to that. Thank you.
Senator Phoebe renews her motion, and when this committee to arise, Senate File 708 as amended be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on the general orders, number 33. Number 33 on general orders, Senate File 1091. This is a Senator Vanderveer bill relating to transportation, restricting weight limits on the Stillwater Bridge. Senator Vanderveer, are you ready with that? We could pass you by and let you get ready if you want to. Senator Vanderveer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman.
I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File number 1204 be recommended to pass.
1091, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
1091.
Senate File 1091.
Okay, Senator Vanderveer, discussion on your bill.
Members, this bill just puts some restrictions on 18-wheelers going through the over the Stillwater Lift Bridge. Problem has been that they simply don't fit on the road. That when you exit the bridge, they can't make the turns. They end up driving up on the sidewalk, hitting buildings, those types of thing. The bridge was built, I think, 80 years ago. Trucks were a lot smaller. And now they don't fit. So this is just restricting the bigger trucks from going on the lift bridge, and I'd appreciate your support.
Any further discussion, Senator Salzman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Vandiver, I appreciate that you've brought this bill forward. We have worked on this issue with the city for a number of years in MnDOT, and this is an issue because, as many of you may have known, and it's in the paper every time it happens, when a truck goes across the bridge and hits it, it is usually shut down. One of the concerns that we're going to still have to work with, and I appreciate that if we support this bill today, is that it really is going to be difficult to enforce if Wisconsin does not cooperate with us. That if Wisconsin doesn't post the signs, if Wisconsin does not enforce it, we're going to have a very difficult time. So at one of the bills that I had introduced that as sort of a expression of our support for this is that if the commissioner is unable to get Wisconsin to work with us, that perhaps we should completely shut the bridge down. And of course we don't want to do that, but at some point we have to make it very clear that this is an interstate crossing and that we have to keep this bridge open. And if trucks coming from the Wisconsin side, which they're not enforcing the safety violations as well, if bridges are coming across and continuing to hit this bridge, at some point, it may be irreparable. So I'm hesitant. We should be able to do this without legislation, but I think this is a clear message to Wisconsin. And if they're listening today, I hope they hear that we're serious, that we absolutely have to deal with heavy trucks on this bridge. It's not just an issue of weight, it's an issue of size and continued potential accidents on this bridge. So Senator Vandiver, I appreciate your efforts. I've been happy to work with you on this. I know MnDOT is a little nervous about how they are going to enforce this, and I've talked to them recently about we need to sit down with my counterpart in Wisconsin and make it very clear that we mean business. Thank you.
Further discussion on the bill. Senator Vandiver renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 1091 be recommended to pass. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next bill on general orders, number 7, Senate File 764, Senator Moi.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 764 be recommended to pass.
Senator Moi, explanation of your bill.
Mr. Chair, this is a bill that it would allow state agencies to conduct meetings by telephone or by electronic means. There are a couple of conditions that attach to it. All members of the entity participating in the meeting, wherever they physically are, must be able to hear one another and can hear all the discussions and testimony. Members of the public present at the regular meeting location must also be able to hear all discussions and all votes of the members of the entity participating in the testimony. And at least one member of the entity has to be physically present at the regular meeting location. And then all votes are conducted by roll call, so each member's vote on each side, on each issue can be identified and recorded. This legislation also does not change in any way the underlying laws regarding open meeting law. It merely provides an opportunity for people to be able to participate if geography doesn't allow them to participate. I ask for your support.
A further discussion on Senate File 764. Seeing none, the Senator Moi moves when this committee do arise at Senate File number 764. Be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The next bill on general orders, number 36 on general orders, Senate File number 284, the Senator Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee do arise, Senate File 284 be recommended to pass.
Senator Higgins, discussion on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate File 284 gives privileges and protection to local precinct caucuses held in the cities of the first class during the odd-numbered year, including the preemption of certain public meetings and activities and granting time off for work from work for employees to attend caucuses. These privileges are similar to those under existing law for the even-numbered years. Specifically, the bill requires that the two largest major political parties, as determined by the number of votes for the last or the most recent election for governor, must submit a single date on which caucuses are to be held in an odd-numbered year. If they can't come to agreement, then it defaults to a date specified in the bill. It also lists the types of government meetings and school activities that are preempted after 6 p.m. on caucus night, and requires school officials to make available the public school buildings if written request is received 30 days before the caucuses. Finally, the bill also requires public agencies in cities of the first class to make their facilities available at a rate equal to the lowest rate charged to any other public or private group for use of the facility. And just so you know, the major political parties in Minnesota are the DFL, Independents, and Republican parties. And the cities of the first class are Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Duluth. I'd like your support.
Further discussion on the bill. Seeing none, Senator Higgins renews her motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 284 be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The next bill on general orders is number 5 on general orders, Senate File 164, Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 164 be recommended to pass.
Senator Rest, discussion on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has to do with the conditions under which an adult adoptee may obtain information when they're going through a search for either their original birth record and or medical history. Right now, for those folks who were adopted before 1977, if an adult adoptee who is only one of the people who can initiate searches, a birth parent can initiate a search, adoptive parents can initiate a search, and adult adoptees can initiate a search. When an adult adoptee initiates a search, and particularly for those born before 1977, and the birth parent, having been contacted, says that they do not want their name disclosed, what the bill does is to require them to file the affidavit of non-disclosure and get it on the record. In addition, current law allows the birth parent to deny medical information, updated current medical information, to the adult adoptee conducting the search. And what we propose in the bill is, regardless of whether the no contact is maintained with the affidavit of non-disclosure, that the adult adoptee cannot be denied non-identifying updated medical information. If the birth parent refuses to do that, then what happens under current law often enough is that the birth parent, that the adult adoptee doing the search takes the matter to court, and then the judge decides whether the information ought to be provided. Under this proposal, if the information, the medical information, is denied, then all the adult adoptee in the search could go to the courts and just tell the court that the birth parent has refused the non-identifying information, and the judge would just say to the birth parent, you must provide the information. This is not the other bill that I have on adoption, which will be coming up later, which allows an adult adoptee access to their birth record only if there is no affidavit of nondisclosure. This is only when there's a search going on and there's been a contact made between the search agency, usually the adoption or placement agency. An absolute contact has been made with the birth parent. Usually what happens is it's most of that is done over the phone. 95% of the time, the updated medical information is also given over the phone through following one of the background and health history forms that are provided by the Department of Human Services, and then that information, again, non-identifying, is passed on to the adult adoptee, and we are just requiring the birth parent to do that regardless of the conditions of the search. And I believe, Mr. Chairman, that Senator Limmer has a couple of amendments.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Rest, you and I discussed two amendments in particular. In reference to contacting a birth parent by mail, I noticed that we didn't put any reference into making sure that mail, at least the best of our ability, that mail would go exactly to the person addressed to. So I'd like to introduce the A50 amendment. It's a simple one-word change.
Secretary will report the Limmer A50 amendment.
Senator Limmer moves to amend Senate File 164 as follows, page 2, line 8. This is Amendment A50.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, and members. If you read the bill, you'll discover that there's a reference to mailing to an address, and my amendment would simply mean that, or simply add the word certified mail would be the mechanism used when addressing to a prospective birth parent, so that we make sure, at least the best of our ability, that that individual is the one that will get the mail.
Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I accept that amendment. I have no objection.
Okay. The vote is on the amendment. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Rest, the other amendment we discussed was the A7 amendment.
Secretary will report the Limmer A7 amendment.
Senator Limmer moves to amend Senate File 164 as follows, page 3, line 34. This is Amendment A-7.
Senator Limmer, on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, for those of you who have been following this issue, we have a standing provision of birth parents who may have been given an implied promise that their identity would not be identified if they had released their child for adoption prior to August 1st of 1977. This is just comfort language that would recognize that still, at least for the purposes of this bill, recognizes the August 1st, 77 reference, and that it would go according to the rules that were established for that category of parents. I noticed, Senator Rest, that in this amendment on line 5, we make reference to mail, postage mail, and that in accord with our previous amendment, I would like to make a one-word amendment to the amendment, and that I would move on line, page 1, line 5, before the word mail, insert the word certified.
Okay, we, Secretary will report the amendment to the amendment.
Senator Limmer moves to amend his A7 amendment as follows on line 5, after by, insert certified.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. On the amendment, Senator Rest, do you have a
Mr. Chairman, I accept the amendment. It does say that it's if it's the only contact is done by mail. 95% or more of the contacts are
okay,
done
the
over,
vote is on the
are
Lemmer
done phone.
A7 amendment as amended. All those in further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Any further discussion, Senator, on the rest bill? Seeing none, Senator Rest renews her motion, and when this committee do arise, Senate File 164 as amended be recommended to pass. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Now, Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee do now rise and report.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Mike.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move the report of the Committee of the Whole as kept by the Secretary be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Is there other work at the desk? Okay, Mr. President, then announcements. We have one
Senator Sharon motion. Senator Sharon, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 558, which is number 6 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
This is your bill, and you've discussed it with the... All right, on the Sharon motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, members, we're done for today except for this evening. We're going to come back and process committee reports, so we'll just need a skeleton crew. I'm guessing it's after the 3 o'clock meeting, so probably 5 or 6 o'clock this evening. Again, just a skeleton crew, though. And then we'll come back on Monday at 11 a.m. So, Mr. President, I want to make two announcements. One, I understand that we have two celebrants today. Senator Ingebrigtsen's birthday is today, I believe. Apparently Ms. Pacheco's birthday is today also. And I think they're about the same age.
Hey.
Ingebrigtsen thought that sounded pretty good. So, Mr. President, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you all. Actually, it's my 18th anniversary of my 39th birthday. So there you have it.
39 and 18. Okay. Who's got the math? Senator, yeah, it'll take a while to figure that out. Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder for everybody that Monday is the biennial Ranger Party at Mancini's, and tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance, so you can get them in my office.
Further announcement, Senator
Pogermiller. Mr. President, apparently Senator Clark had a motion at the desk, and maybe I could do that for her.
Yes. Okay, this is coming out of your committee, so that's fine. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Clark, I move that Senate File 1230 be withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay. Maybe you could give us just a...
Mr. President,
Senator
members...
Senator Metz would like those six words.
This bill is a bill that makes sure that we are continuing some of our efforts on milestones. It relates to the state demographer and reinstates within planning an office of long-range planning. Many of us have worked on this. In all honesty, there is no longer a fiscal note, but the chair has requested it, and that is fine.
On the Senator Clark motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator.
Mr. President, then I move the Senate recess to the call.
Excuse me, before that, without objection, Senator Latz will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Dahl from 11 to 1120. Senator Hahn from 11 to 1155. Murphy from 11 to 1155. And Senator Stumpf from 1110 to 1120. Senator Paul Miller.
Mr. President, I move the Senate recess to the call of the chair, presuming that'll be 5 or 6 this evening.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. We'll go to...
You want to do the addendum first, Mr. President?
The addendum number 2, printed on... Well, first, there will be messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 236, a bill for an act relating to state government, designating March 25th as Medal of Honor Day. Signed, Albin A. Mathewis, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files numbers 865 and 1797, signed, Albin A. Mathewis, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Okay, the next order of business is first reading of House bills. On page 2, there's a change. It's not Senate File 1797. It's Senate File 1511. With that, and it will be referred to the committees as indicated. Without objection, first reading of House bills. Next order of business is reports of committees.
Mr. President, I move the... Mr. President?
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the addendum be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There are 5 printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Under motions, Senator Pogermiller, do you have a motion to be read?
Mr. President, members, I move that an urgency be declared within the meaning of Article 4, Section 19 of the Constitution of Minnesota with respect to Senate File 95, and that the rules of the Senate be so far suspended as to give Senate File 95, now on general orders, its third reading and placed on final passage. This is the deficiency bill that was in Finance Committee today.
Okay, on. There's copies up here, and it's also on the system. Senator Vandiver, did you have?
Mr. President, what are we doing here? I thought this was a skeleton crew. Are we voting on things?
Yeah, there's an urgency here. Senator Pogermiller.
Yes, Senator Vandiver, there is a urgency on this deficiency bill that was in Finance Committee today. We've been in consultation with the executive branch today, and they would like us to move this bill along so that they don't have to put layoff notices in the mail next week. So, Senator Cohen can explain the bill.
Senator Vandiver, Senator Cohen can... We'll give you a brief description if you'd like. Senator Cohen, why don't you explain the urgency to Senator Vandiver?
Well, Mr. President, Senator Vandiver, our other members, the reason we're doing this at this hour, and you're correct, the intention earlier today was to make sure this was just a minimal number of people to accept committee reports. What's happened is there was some question in our mind as to whether or not we needed to pass this bill right away. And the request from the Commissioner of Finance is because of the potential of layoffs in the sex offender program through the Department of Human Services, where they have a significant deficiency, the Commissioner recommended to us, didn't recommend, I believe stated to us, that we need to do this as soon as possible. We wondered if we could wait till Monday's regular calendar, but there seemed to be an urgency coming from the administration, and our attempt was to accommodate the administration as best we could on this issue.
Okay. Well, Senator Vandiver.
Mr. President, Senator Cohen, I can appreciate that then, and I understand it. Has an effort been made to contact members that were told that we wouldn't be voting on anything today so that...
Mr. President, Senator Vandiver, I did send out an email, and we called the minority leader's office and said that there was a potential that we needed to do this, and then confirmed that a little later. And so I think...
Okay, thank you for the explanation.
Okay, Senator Pogaviller renews his urgency motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill. That's third reading.
Senate file number 95, a bill for an act related to state government finance, providing deficiency funding for certain state agencies, appropriating money.
Secretary will take the roll on the bill.
Yeah.
Is there anything else up there?
I will add this.
Let's close it.
All senators voting who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 49 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, any other work at the desk? Or announcements?
Senator Pogemiller, with the following senators will be excused from today's session from 5:15 to adjournment. Senators Pappas, Day, Fishbach, Gerlach, Gimsey, Hahn, Johnson, Koch, Michelle, Olson G., and Senjum. Senator Pogemiller. Okay, well, make the motion and I'll take it. The following senators will be excused. The following senators will be excused from today's session from 5:15 till adjournment. Senators Erickson Ropes, Senator Langseth, Senator Lynch, Senator Pappas, Senator Rest, Senator Sieben, and Senator Vickerman.
Mr. President, just for the record, there was that large of excusals because we had told people there would be no votes this afternoon, and based on kind of the bit of an urgency on that bill, we at a late moment here asked if people could come in to vote. So, Mr.
You.
President, I would move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 30th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogemiller, I have a message from the front desk here that there's one more bill on its way to the floor. If we could hold your motion just for a minute.
Mr. President, I would withdraw my motion.
And, motion been withdrawn.
And call for a brief recess.
The session is in, the Senate is in recess. The Senate will be in order. Without objection, we'll revert to the order of business of bill introductions. The Secretary will read the bill introduction.
Senator Cohen introduces Senate file number 1938, a bill for an act related to state government finance, providing federal stimulus oversight funding for certain state agencies appropriating money.
What's the bill number?
Senate file 1938. First reading.
Without objection, Senate file 1938 will be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Mr. President, then Senate I Pogonella. Believe that's all the work. I would move that the Senate adjourn till Monday, March 30th, 11 a.m.
On Senator Pogomiller's motion, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
The Senate is adjourned until Monday. Senate's adjourned till 11 o'clock, March 30th, Monday.